What is your answer when people ask if they can come to your house just to see your cats? Sometimes they even want to come over just to pet your cats. This episode, we're going to break down some pros and cons about letting people come over to visit your kitties. We'll get into that right after this short message.
Do you want to learn how to become a successful breeder of pedigree cats? Now you can. For the first time ever, enroll in an online training course that takes you step by step through everything you need to know to get on the right track. Visit catbreedersensei.com to sign up today and use code PODCAST21 to get $25 off.
Before we get into some pros and cons, I must tell you about an incident when I let someone come to my house to see my cats. It was when I first started, and the lady seemed to be interested in buying a kitten, and she asked if she could come over and see the cats. And without knowing any better, I said yes. And this is no joke, y'all. That was the last time anybody ever came to my house. I always say no. And it wasn't a terrible, terrible experience, but it was bad enough for me to make a new rule for myself. I'll never forget her. She knocked on my door 10 o'clock a.m. on a Saturday morning. She entered my home and immediately started acting like she was shopping around a department store. She seemed to have a little bit of a snooty attitude, if you know what I mean. So I know everyone is different, and I accept that. So I don't mind people asking me questions about how my cats live, how I care for them, what my protocols are for certain scenarios. That's all fine, and I expect people to ask that of me when they're buying one of my kittens. So it wasn't about that at all. It was the way she walked around my house. She went wherever she wanted. She went into the kitchen and turned on my faucet and washed her hands like it was her house. I was like, what are you doing? Okay. She proceeded to not even ask, may I use your restroom? She just kind of wandered around looking for it. And when she found it, she just went in there and used it. She was very evasive, and I didn't like it. I was pissed. I remember thinking while she was in my kitchen washing her hands, this is the last time I ever let anybody come over to pet my cats. When she finally left, and she wasn't there that long, I feel like I kind of, I don't know, slammed the door, you know, on her way out. She did not end up getting a kitten from me, and I am not mad about that. So the moral of the story is, yeah, not everybody is going to be like her, but there are going to be people like her, so why even take the risk? People are weird. So that's my story. Now let's talk about some pros and cons of letting people come over. We do want to get to know our buyers on a personal level and make sure that it is a good fit for everybody. Once the kittens go home, the relationship isn't over. We're going to continue to follow up and speak to these people for years to come to keep in touch about our kittens and make sure everything is okay and just to keep tabs on our lines. So it is really important that you have a good vibe with your buyers. I always say, anytime you feel or see or hear a red flag, listen to it. It's okay to tell people no, and it's okay to change your mind about who gets one of your kittens. So when you meet someone in person, you definitely get that personal vibe. You get to see what the chemistry is between the two of you and how you feel about working with this person for many years. Also, when a buyer comes to visit and they get to see your kittens, I can definitely see a benefit to them. They get to feel really comfortable and confident about choosing a breeder to get a kitten from because they see the environment that they're raised in. They'll get to see the kittens, and sometimes they'll even get to pick out a kitten that just feels like a good match for them. I think that's the way they did it in the old days. On the flip side of that, there are negatives. Like the story I just told you about, just not vibing with those people in the right way. Wasting your time, spending an hour with someone and they end up not buying a kitten anyway. Strangers in your home could stress your cats out especially if you have queens with litters of kittens. They don't always like strange people coming in to visit. And we don't want to cause any unwanted stress in our moms. Additionally, we don't know how people live, and we don't know how they care for their cats if they have them. I would say that someone's coming to visit most likely already has a cat, and they're cat enthusiasts, but we don't know if that cat is sick at home or has viruses or bacteria that that person could be bringing into your home and into your cattery. Some viruses do live on hands, skin, clothing for up to 48 hours, so you just don't want to take that risk of bringing anything like that into your cattery. So when it comes to allowing people to come to your home and see your cats, it is definitely a personal choice. There is more than one right way to do things. It's just my personal choice not to allow people to come over and visit. What I do instead are video calls. If requested by the potential buyer to come over and visit, or even to do a video call, my answer is always yes. I'm happy to schedule an appointment where we can hop on a video call, whether it be Facebook Messenger video, FaceTime, Zoom. There's so many ways that we can connect via video to meet each other in person, catch on that same vibe that we would in person, and do a tour of the cattery. Ever since COVID, people are using video calls to do literally everything. Video calls are being used for business meetings, court cases, acting auditions. And if it works for all of these professional industries, it can most certainly work for you as well. You can receive and approve an application from a kitten buyer that is just outstanding, and everything that they said was just perfect, and you think you've got the perfect person for your kitten. And then you meet them on video, and you say, well, why didn't I pick up on this in that application? It's because people carry a certain energy with them and a vibe that you just can't read through digital methods. You have to get on a video call and check this person out. So here's a cool little hack. If people want to do a video chat with you before they buy a kitten, that's fine. You can totally do that. If they don't, which most won't, then you can put it in your system as part of your process to do a video call with them before the kitten goes home. I have a video scheduled with every single one of my kitten buyers around 9 or 10 weeks old, when the kitten is that old, and we do a 30-minute call. I absolutely love doing this because I love to meet the people in person. I like to see who's getting the kitten and see how I feel about them. I have had 2 incidences where the kitten was already reserved. I already had the deposit. I was doing the FaceTime call and something just wasn't right. I just wasn't happy with this person, and I decided to refund the deposit and not let them have a kitten. They're never happy about that, but you know what? I gotta go with my gut. You should always listen to your gut 100% of the time. So if I didn't do FaceTime calls with my buyers, I may have regretted that, and I don't ever want to regret where my kitten goes. So opening up the line of communication by offering video calls either before they make the purchase of a kitten or before the kitten goes home is really a good way to connect with your buyers, get to meet them in person, and make sure that you feel 100% comfortable with this person, and vice versa. You want them to feel very confident with you as well. Hopefully this episode helped you with some insight on how to overcome that obstacle of letting people come over to your house if you don't want to allow it necessarily, but still keep you connected with your buyers. There is tons of information on our website, catbreedersensei.com. We're a website that offers positive support for pedigree cat breeders all over the world. Tell your friends about this podcast and have them join our community as well. If you like this podcast episode or any other episode that we've published, do us a favor and leave us a positive 5-star review on the podcast platform that you listen to us on. We'll see you next time, and you guys take care out there. Bye.